US President Donald Trump has ordered the military to prepare for possible action in Nigeria, accusing the government of failing to protect Christians from Islamist militant attacks. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. In a social media post on Saturday, Trump said he had instructed the US Department of War to prepare for possible action against jihadist groups in Nigeria. He warned that he might send the military guns ablazing unless the Nigerian government intervened, and threatened to cut off all aid to what he called the now disgraced country. On Sunday, he doubled down, saying the US could deploy troops or launch airstrikes to stop what he described as the killing of record numbers of Christians. "They're killing Christians in very large numbers. We're not going to allow that to happen," Trump said. However, independent monitoring groups say there is no evidence that Christians are being targeted more than Muslims in Nigeria, where both groups make up roughly half the population. Daniel Bwala, an advisor to Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu, said that any military action should be coordinated with Nigeria, stressing that the country remains sovereign. He said Nigeria would welcome US support in tackling Islamist insurgents but rejected claims that the violence was driven by religion. "The jihadists have killed people of all faiths, and of no faith," he said. President Tinubu has also dismissed suggestions of religious persecution, saying security challenges affect citizens across faiths and regions. Trump's remarks triggered alarm across Nigeria, with many social media users urging the government to strengthen its fight against militant groups to prevent foreign intervention. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth responded to Trump's post, writing, "Yes, sir. The Department of War is preparing for action. Either the Nigerian government protects Christians, or we will kill the Islamic terrorists committing these atrocities." Mr. Bwala, who described himself as a Christian pastor, said Nigerians were not taking Trump's comments literally, adding that the US leader had a unique way of communicating. "We know Trump's intent is to help us fight insecurity," he said, expressing hope that Trump and Tinubu would meet soon to discuss the issue. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.